6:32 at AM 960 KLTF right now. Cloudy skies, light rain, 48 degrees in central Minnesota. We'll get to our weather in central Minnesota farm report here in just a minute, but had a chance here to grab myself a special interview with this morning, and I am joined now by the National Commander of the American Legion, Dale Barnett. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Ron. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. You were up in our area a few weeks ago here, Rob, as the National Commander touring Minnesota and things like that here in Little Falls.
Well, I was, and I will tell you that the response I got across the Minnesota, I think in a 6-day period, we covered about 1,000 miles, and we've seen veterans in all sorts of small towns across the southern Minnesota. And we've heard some of the concerns of our veterans and also shared some of the success stories of how the American Legion is making a difference in their communities.
So, Dale, of course, we're talking here this morning, too, because as being a member of the National Commander of the 2.2 million member American Legion, of course, the West Point graduate, retired Army officer, and veteran of Desert Storm, so I thank you for your service also in that, sir. What you seem to have an interesting view about kind of what's going on, though, when it comes to our VA centers.
Well, I don't know about unique, but I will tell you I'm passionate about it. I think that our VA healthcare system is a system worth saving, and that it provides a very unique experience to the veteran, and it can address some unique problems. Even though I sound like I'm a cheerleader right now, I'm a great critic of the VA healthcare system when it doesn't provide, or when someone is an employee and doesn't put the veteran first. And I think those people who do not put our veterans first should be held accountable. And I've been very, very frustrated with our system in the VA where it sort of protects those who are not providing that quality veteran center health care to our veterans. And I'm passionate about that. So I don't know if that's a unique, but it's certainly a passion of mine, and I'll be going tomorrow to Washington, D.C., and meeting with our VA Secretary, Bob McDonald, and others, as we talk about ways that we can continue to improve the VA healthcare delivery system.
I think you used a better word, passionate view, definitely. And, of course, in your eyes, how can it be improved? Is there ways that you're going to talk to them tomorrow in D.C. about how we can improve this?
Absolutely. And one of the things, and I've already gave a pre-brief to one of the subordinates who's going to be probably talking to the secretary today, I know the choice program has gotten a lot of criticism, and trust me, it did not roll out as seamlessly as we would have liked in the American Legion or for our veterans. The choice program allows, if the VA cannot provide the health care on site within 30 days, that they can outsource this to local providers. That's a great idea. Unfortunately, the payments to some of those providers has not been timely. In fact, the industry standard should be about 80% of payments within 30 days. And we're finding in some of my visits across the VA healthcare facilities across the nation that it's probably closer to 25% are receiving their payments, which is leading some providers not to want to do business with the VA, which equates to veterans have to wait. And, that's not what it was designed to do. So I will be talking about that. Of course, I'll be talking about improving and modernizing the telephone appointment system, which is very frustrating. Of course, that could be frustrating to many of your listeners with their own private doctors. And so we're going to be talking about issues related to that tomorrow, as well as a host of others.
Dale, I know, of course, we don't have an awful lot of time. I know you've got a busy schedule here. So, see, people want to find out about what's happening with the American Legion. If they want to find out what's happening with your cause, with the passion that you have for the VA centers and our veterans, who, of course, here in Little Falls, you know, Camp Ripley, our military base, and the way that we feel for veterans around the state of Minnesota, and myself personally knowing father and brother who served in the U.S. Marine Corps and the wife's family and everything like that with their family and all that they've done. So, how do we get involved? How do we find out more about your cause that you're trying to put across here?
Well, thank you, Ron. At Legion.org is a public website, and it has all sorts of information about what we're doing. You can educate on veterans' issues. There's some great videos of things that are happening across the American Legion and in the veterans' communities. You can also look at ways that you can help through our various charities that help veterans. And by the way, I want to make this very, very clear. 100% of what you give to charities to the American Legion to help veterans goes to the veterans, because our membership pays the overhead. And that's what's very unique about the American Legion, veterans helping veterans. But there's information about how to join, all sorts of information about the American Legion at Legion.org.
Well, I commend you for your spirit. I commend you for your passion. I thank you again for serving and being the National Commander of the American Legion. And I wish you all the best in your efforts as you continue to talk across the country on how to help our VA centers get back to helping our veterans. And good luck tomorrow in D.C., sir.
Well, thank you, Ron, and thank you for being veteran-friendly yourself. And thank you. And Minnesota is such a great state, and you do so much for your veterans. And I just appreciate the opportunity to take this time to talk with you.
Dale Burnett, best of luck to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron.